Dr. Pinsky dictating email IME on July 24 regarding William H. Smith. William H. Smith is a 66-year-old male who reports he injured his lower back on 8/30/21. He was lifting a car battery to place it on a shelf above his head when this occurred. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. He had further evaluation leading to what he understands to be a diagnosis of a herniated disc. He underwent surgery for this on 12/1/21. He completed his course of active treatment on 2/6/22. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, Mr. Smith was seen at Inspira emergency room on 9/2/21, complaining of right hip pain. Pierre stated he had injured his right hip 15 years earlier and was now having worsening pain for the last few months. He related being a truck driver that required him to do a lot of bending and lifting of heavy objects. Prior to arrival, he took ibuprofen with minimal improvement. He underwent an exam and x-rays of the right hip that showed no acute traumatic injuries, fractures, or dislocations. He was administered medication, after which he reported improvement. He was diagnosed with right hip pain, for which he was instructed to follow up with orthopedics and gave him a work note for reduced activities. And underline this, interestingly, he did not convey being injured at work on 8/30/21. He conveyed the onset of the right hip pain 3 days earlier. New paragraph, on 9/14/21, he was attended to by EMS personnel at his home. They found him standing by a table inside a motel room with complaints of severe right-sided back pain that he stated started about 2 weeks ago. He pulled a muscle on the right side of his lower back at work while lifting batteries on a shelf. As time went on, he felt like he was getting better and his pain was fading, but it now returned and was worse than ever. He was placed on a stretcher and taken to Inspira emergency room. Upon arrival there, he complained of right lower back pain radiating through his right hip. He had woken up that morning with shooting right-sided low back pain down his right leg. It was noted he had recently been seen in the emergency room 2 weeks ago for the, quote, same symptoms, period, end quote. It was noted that he informed the triage nurse that he was angry that he had to wait and stated this was, quote, effing bullshit, and if I could walk, I would leave, period, end quote. The nurse explained to him he was next in line, but he continued to be angry. Lumbar spine x-rays found mild disc space narrowing spur formation, but no acute compression deformity. Was given prednisone, Norflex, ibuprofen, and Percocet, after which he had pain relief and could stand. He was instructed to follow up as an outpatient and continue with back exercises. New paragraph. On 10/1/21, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. D'Isabella. He reported lumbar pain that began 8 months ago on 8/30/21. He admitted to a prior motor vehicle accident and a prior injury to this area. He also had a history of a heart murmur and surgical history involving heart catheterization. After evaluation, he was diagnosed with right lumbar sacral radiculopathy and lumbar pain. He was begun on medication and an MRI was ordered. Physical therapy was also ordered. New paragraph, on 10/20/21, he underwent an MRI of the lumbar spine to be inserted here. New paragraph, he returned to Dr. D'Isabella's office on 11/2/21 with no improvement. He saw Dr. Shah, who felt he had signs and symptoms most consistent with right sided L3-4 disc extrusion, severe stenosis and right sided lumbar radiculopathy with significant weakness, which required him to use a walker, period. In order to salvage any type of neurologic function, he recommended lumbar laminectomy / discectomy surgery. Period. Dr. Shaw did not feel he would benefit from non-operative treatment because he did have evidence of significant neural compression and has not been able to return to his baseline pre-injury functional status despite non-operative treatment. Period. New paragraph. On 12/1/21, Dr. Shaw performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. He followed up postoperatively on 12/16/21 with significant improvement in his pain. Period. The surgical incision was well healed with no signs of infection. Period. Petitioner was to be weaned out of his brace and begin physical therapy. Period. He did participate in therapy from 10/6/21 through 2/7/22 at Strive. Physical therapy. Period. He never returned to Dr. Shaw for follow-up, and as of 2/8/22 was deemed to have reached a plateau from a spine surgical perspective at maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. He stated he saw his lawyer's doctor on Friday in Franklinville, New Jersey. Period. The exam consisted of only the visualization of his scar and asking him a few questions. Period. No actual physical exam was performed. Period. The petitioner was currently angry and frustrated from the outset. Period. He had dirt under his fingernails, consistent with ongoing physically rigorous manual activities. Period. Extremities lower. There was some dark, irregular scarring. Noted for which he was going to his dermatologist again. Period. Had numerous verruca on the upper and middle back. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Cervical normal. Thoracic normal. Lumbosacral. He was able to walk on his heels, but felt soreness in his low back while doing so. Period. He walked on his toes without difficulty or symptoms. Period. Inspection revealed a mid-leg morning's longitudinal scar, consistent with his surgery, but preserved lordotic curve. Period. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed only 75 degrees. Period. Motion was otherwise full in all spheres without tenderness. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. William H. Smith alleges to have injured his lumbar spine at work on 8/30/21, lifting a battery onto a shelf. The first medical documentation after that was at Inspira Emergency Room on 9/2/21. He described the onset of right hip pain about 3 days earlier, admitting a prior problem in this region. He did not convey any precipitating events, such as the alleged injury. Period. They initiated him on conservative measures and advised him to follow up orthopedically. Period. In paragraph on 9/14/21, EMS came to his hotel where he then offered complaints involving his lower back and alleged they began after a work injury on 8/30/21. Period. He was seen at the emergency room again where he was angry and cursing. Period. He did have some x-rays performed. Period. He eventually came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Disabella, who sent him for a lumbar MRI. Period. This was done on 10/20/21 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. He then was seen by spine surgeon Dr. Shaw. Period. Surgical intervention was advised. Period. This was completed on 12/1/21 to be inserted here. Period. Evidently, scratch that. He followed up in the office postoperatively on 12/16/21. Appeared his last documented visit with Dr. Shaw was on 1/11/22. Reporting his lower back was feeling better, but he still had mild pain and discomfort. Brady rated his pain as 3/10. Brady was, he was not taking Percocet since he did not need it. Period. Updated lumbar x-rays were done to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Schott explained the patient was making adequate progress with regards to his lumbar decompressive laminectomy. Period. At that time, he recommended maximizing non-operative treatment options with continued work hardening. Period. He anticipated the petitioner returning back to full duties at the next visit. Period. Evidently, he did not appear for that next visit. Period. New paragraph. His current physical exam found him to be grumpy and frustrated from the outset. Brady complained about the evaluation by his lawyer's doctor in recent days. Period. He had essentially full range of motion about the lumbar spine. Period. Neither sitting nor supine straight leg raise maneuvers elicited any low back or radicular complaints. Period. Was neurologically intact. Period. In paragraph, there is 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. And that's the end.